All right, well, here we are. We're back.
Once again,
we're back at the Nine Club. Today, we got another special guest. We got Mr. Tom Asta. Thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for having me.
And then we got Raj, of course, and we got Kelly over there on the button.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Tom. Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks for flying in just to do the show. We appreciate that.
The only reason I'm here, man.
I know. Okay, so where do you live?
I live in...
Philly?
Yeah, like outside of Philadelphia.
Outside of Philly,
like
okay.
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Langhorne. It's called Langhorne.
Is that Bucks County?
Yes, Bucks County.
So do you go into Philly a lot and skate? And
yeah.
I
mean, when I was younger, I actually went more.
Oh, really?
Just like take a train in, like okay. before I could drive anything and just go down with all the homies and skate like weekends.
What was the spot that you guys go skate all the time?
We would usually get off just Center City. We'd get off City Hall.
Yeah.
Like whatever and skate City Hall. And
City
then,
Love.
Yeah. And then like Love was kind of like in my time anyway when I was younger.
Fading out.
You couldn't really skate there. They were gnarly security.
Right.
Or cops, not security. But yeah, so we would skate City Hall, get kicked out after a little bit. That's kind of how it goes.
Right.
Remember that like 3-block spot everyone did lines at? Like that was like the spot that me as kids, we'd always go there and skate
it.
It's called Girard. It had the rail that Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
The school. Nose grind 180, yeah.
Yeah.
So that school
had like the ledge that dropped off
yeah,
and then hit the 3-block.
Yeah. That place is kind of ghetto,
dude. That place is it was pretty
fucked. Had the long hubbas too.
Yeah, there was a couple spots there, but that was like as a kid when you went there, it was like, damn, at this spot, like, everyone had like shit and videos on that
dream
spot.
So.
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah.
So that was like one that I remember.
It's not there anymore.
Fucking destroyed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they like destroyed it pretty recently, actually.
Probably
6 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Now it's like some fancy... Dude, it's so weird. Because like you said, it was ghetto.
It was so ghetto back then.
Yeah. Now it's all different.
So where do you go now? If you're going to go skate, do you just stay in your city? Or do you go to Philly? Or what do you... Like, what's your...
Now?
If you wake up and go out
Are you going
skate,
to the pit?
Like, the pit, dude. I actually have not been to the pit since it's been popping off lately.
Right?
I haven't been there.
I went down there
the other night. It's a municipal, the building, Muni.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the Philly spot right now. Especially after Love, it was like, that's our spot.
Okay.
And then we go skate it. And I was there the other night, but didn't really... I was there a little early because I had to... I was like, I'm going to go try and skate there, but you can't really skate until later.
It's lit up.
Yeah. It's got some lights and whatever. And
nice.
If you're filming, the camera light's fine.
Perfect. What about like skate parks? You
skate
got
parks.
A skate park that you go to or...
Yeah, by my house, there's a couple parks. They suck so bad.
Oh, really?
But, like, I
skate
them every day.
I've seen some footage of you there. It's
Oh, the one with the, like, the prefab.
They're, like, prefab ramps.
They're all prefab.
Right.
That's how it goes out there.
Oh,
it's like,
my God.
Yeah, so skate those shitty parks.
Where the fuck do they get these prefab ramps from?
Dude, it's
insane. Is there a company that sells them?
There's a company that just...
What the hell?
Makes bullshit. There was a company called Situate Concrete in fucking Mass that, like, got a contract with, like, all these, like, cities.
Yeah.
And they built just the shittiest... All they did was they basically took like existing like concrete pipes and cut them pretty much and just dropped them in the ground. So it's like all these like everything was like super tight and gross and
what are they doing? Jesus
bad.
Christ.
Sounds dope, dude.
No, it's bad.
Sounds
but it's funny though, like they're so bad they're actually fun
all,
to skate.
Yeah, it's all I have. I go there every day, you get used to how shitty it is and then you just skate it anyway. But like I go to New Jersey a lot actually.
Oh, sick, okay.
Jersey's they have better parks.
Dope.
They have like spots that not that many people skate. You know, it's not like and there's more than just when you go to Philly. It's like I've been to those spots so many times.
Yeah.
Over it. So
find
something new out in Jersey. You can go out there, skate a fun park for the day, and just.
What about the new park downtown?
Paynes.
Paynes, yeah.
Paynes is sick, but like, it's they built it kind of to be like. A public park as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the rails are like legit. They had to be regulated, whatever that is, you know.
Yeah,
they had to be like high enough. So they're like, they're good, but they're real rails kind of.
Right.
So it's like, dude, the ground is like bricks to
concrete,
cracks and
it's
insane.
They made like a legit street spot almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cool thing about it is that they took like the marble from City Hall and all that and they made the benches out of everything.
Yeah.
So that's sick. But like the ground, like you go there and you're skating a spot. It's definitely awesome that it's there because we use it, but it's like.
Right.
Damn, the amount of money that it probably cost to have that built, like, and they didn't do it perfect.
Dude,
like,
that's what pisses me
that's
off.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
But it is fun, and I go there sometimes.
On an average day, you're not filming or doing anything. Would you rather go to a skate park or go street skating?
I'd go to probably a park.
Park, yeah.
But, like, it depends. Like I said, I only have those, like, two shitty parks in my area.
Okay.
Sometimes I just get so over it that if I'm skating like with a homie or something, I'll be like, yo, let's try and go somewhere random. It's not like a spot
yeah,
where you're filming a trick, but like somewhere we can fuck around, we can have a good time, but it's not the skate park we go to every day.
Because I feel like if you just go to a skate park, it's cool. Yeah. You just, like you said, fuck around with the homies or do whatever, you know? It's like...
And it's, I don't know, it's cool that way too, because like when we do that on days, we end up at spots that like we grew up skating as like kids, and we go back to this like shitty little manual pad, whatever it is.
Right,
and,
yeah.
You know, and you just have fun on it again. Totally, you're like, dude, you remember all the times that you had when you were there, like when you were fucking 12.
That's kind of like what we do with the manual pad at the beach and the beach ledges and stuff.
At the courthouse. And
but you know, it's like the courthouse, is, you know, it's like, God, it was such a legendary spot. And now it's like... It's such a legendary spot, but now it's different because it's made. They made it for skating. So you got the metal edges. You got. It's just different.
It's different.
You know.
It's different because when you actually, besides, well, the stage is kind of the stage is legit.
It's legit,
and it's still there. It's never changed. Like
never changed.
That's what's tight.
So when you come out here,
yeah,
and you stay with Kelly usually, right?
Usually,
and Roger,
and Roger.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Roger. Is there anybody else that you would like to stay with, but you just can't? And you just end up here.
Like you, what do you
like? Everybody's booked.
I mean, there's like no. It's just the only other person I would really stay with is like, I don't know if you know who Ant Travis is. He films for Volcom now. Like I grew up skating with
him.
He's
got front crooks on lock.
Yeah, the best front crook ever. I probably stay with them. They stay in Long Beach though, and it's kind of like. Anytime I'm out here, it's for something that I'm doing, and it's so much easier to stay here.
Where's Ant Travis originally from?
He's from, it's called Chalfont, PA.
Okay.
How did you meet him?
X Park, that indoor park in Philly, or it's not there anymore as of 2 years ago, which sucks, but that's how all of us kind of met, like started skating with Ant there. Shad grew up at that, skating the same park, and how we, like, there was like a 3-year span, like that was the posse, you know, skated with them like every day.
Sick,
And then last winter was the first winter that I didn't have that park.
Okay.
Like as long as I can remember skating.
Wow. Well, a lot of people come out here.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'll come out here, but I can't do it for the whole winter, you know? Right, so I come out here for like a week and then go back and like once a month maybe come out, you know, for a little bit.
Well, but you could get this room here, man, and just pay and then just come back and forth. No.
What, is he going to take my room or something?
Or get a bunk bed, Kelly. Rent out your bunk bed to Tom, man.
Oh, like stepbrother style?
Man, you guys could have such a good time. Yeah. Man. It'd be fun. You know, bring girls back and everything. It'd be fun.
He's got a girl, man.
Oh, you do?
He's got kids. Oh, okay. He's got kids.
You got a kid. Oh, my.
About to get
really?
Into
too.
Oh, wow. I'd have to move my family here, you know?
Wow.
It's fucking pretty fucking gnarly.
Wow.
So, that'd be a mission. We thought about it a bunch, but.
I don't think Kelly's room is big enough.
No.
No.
Might need his own room.
Yeah, it might need his own house.
Listen, you don't want to subject your kids to this place here, for sure. So, you got a wife and kid? Wait, where's the ring?
I'm not married.
Oh, you're not married. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baby mama.
Yeah. Technically.
Okay. But you're together. You're.
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna get married?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Does she know that?
Probably.
Okay. Do you want to propose right now?
On the nightclub.
Yeah. You could have
that
her.
That could be a first.
You could have her watch it and be like, just, and then when you do it, you can have the ring sitting there. Yeah. We'll marry you right now.
Yeah. Come on. On the night.
Should I call FaceTime or what?
Man, do you want to?
No, surprise
when it comes out.
Imagine, imagine she's has to tell her friends like how it happened. Like that's horrible. You don't want that story.
Hell no.
Like to us, it's awesome.
Right.
To
her,
it's like terrible.
It's like divorcing.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Right.
So not romantic at all.
You might actually be single again if that happens. You know, Jesus Christ. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. But no. So you got two kids.
Yeah, I got two kids.
Wow. How old are they?
They're going to be 1 and 4 next month. Yeah, so October. Wow. They're both born in October. Yeah.
Boy or girl? Boys?
Both girls.
Both girls?
Yeah.
That's dope, man. So. I couldn't imagine bringing a kid into this world right now. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine my girl being like, I'm pregnant. I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Was that
crazy?
It was like that for me.
Holy shit.
Dude.
But you're pretty young still, man. You're like, how old are you, 25?
26.
26?
Okay, well, that's not bad, though.
No, but you had your first kid when what? You were 22?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's
4 years ago.
You know what though? Back in the day, that was really normal. Even in today's standards,
too, dude.
I see
like so many people. Like when I drop my kid, like Mila, her name's Mila.
Yeah.
Drop her off at school.
Right.
And dude, I see the other parents, and I'm like,
they're all old.
They're old. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, it's gnarly. Like what we do at home,
the
chasing
thing,
kids
could,
and
they
shit.
They could probably
like,
be the same age as you, but they're just so weathered.
They might. Yeah.
Like, there you go. Right.
Or maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Definitely don't look like they do, that's for sure.
Man.
But So I just see it. I'm like, damn, I'm glad that it happened when it did, because I don't want to be like
totally old with. Well, you think about it in the terms of numbers, you know, it's like if a person has a kid when they're 40, well, when that kid's 10, they're going to be 50. When he's 20, they're going to be 60. When they're 20, you know, 70 years old by the time they're 30, you know.
It's better to be,
But that's cool, though. That's cool.
It's fucking awesome.
I feel like, would you have a big wedding, or did you small? No. Are you that? What type of guy? Like,
we probably do it small, dude. Yeah, just because, like,
courthouse?
Seriously. Not that small. Right. We'd have something.
I just couldn't be the center of attention. Like, imagine in a big church or whatever, and then
you
like,
couldn't be the center of attention.
Maybe I could. But I'm just saying, though, it's like you're up on stage with the reverend or whatever he's. You know what I mean? You gotta speak, and you gotta say your vowels.
Vowels.
You gotta say your vowels.
I don't even think we would do all that shit.
No. Okay.
Like it'd be smaller than that. It'd be more of like a fucking party. We get married and we have a good time. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back.
Who was your posse growing up?
When I was super young, just started skating. I just skated with these kids from my school. Couldn't name them. You guys have no idea who they are, but just a little homie posse.
Right.
And we filmed a couple of homie videos, whatever, and then we were at that X Park again. For a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're at there, and the dude that ran this shop that Chris rode for, he was like, yo, man, like, you want to come in on Monday? Like,
I want
It was G-Spot back then.
Oh, G-Spot, that's right. Yeah.
Mm. So, good name. Little fucking purple building, dude. Oh, it was
interesting.
It was one of a kind. That place was insane. Anyway, he was like, come in on Monday, dude. I want you to skate for the shop. And I was like blown away, because that was the shop, you know, whatever. Yeah, it hooked me up. And then once I started kind of getting in with that crew, I went skating with them all the time. My other homies were pissed.
Like, were they?
Dude, what the fuck? Cool guy in us, you know, whatever.
Hell,
like,
shit.
Yeah. I'm just like, dude, like.
But sometimes it's hard to invite people, too. It's like, you know, you're going skating with, like, Chris Cole and all these dudes, and all of a sudden, like, Tom shows up with fucking two carloads of people.
Yeah, you don't want to.
And you know what I mean? Like,
So I got in with that crew, and that's when we filmed, like, all those Hot Wax videos. Yeah. And
What was Hot Wax about? I still don't really get it.
The name never really made any sense. It was just, that was.
Just an imaginary band, right?
That's what I actually never had that conversation with Chris. Hmm. Of what that really meant. Yeah. But yeah, that's what he said, like, oh, imaginary band, Hot Wax, whatever. It was basically from G-Spot. I don't know why they didn't just... I guess I do know why they didn't use that name. It's kind of crazy, but... you know. But anyway...
I like that name.
I mean,
whatever. I like that name.
But...
if I saw a skate video said, like, G-Spot presents, whatever... Yeah. Like,
I would pay double.
Check it out.
Dude, I got a funny story, actually. It's sketchy. They had they used to do a barbecue jam every year at the shop. And, you know, Chris would be there. People from the shop always skate. And this was before I rode for him, though. I was, like, really, really young. I was probably 10. I might have just started skating.
Oh, wow.
And they're doing a product toss. And I fucking got, like, what I thought were skate videos. So I get these videos. And, like, go home fucking all hyped to watch these skate videos. I pop it in. And it's, like, a fucking porn, dude.
Wow.
And my mom is like, what is going on? What are you watching? You know? And like, to this day, that dude, Ian Berry,
right,
who was the manager of the shop back then, he still remembers my mom, like, coming into the shop. Like, my mom's like super nice lady. Uh-huh. Like, so she wasn't pissed. She was kind of just like, hey, I just want to let you know that, like, I don't know if you know what you're throwing out to kids, you know?
Right.
And
it's up yet.
They're like, oh my God, so sorry. Like, they hooked her up with free products, whatever. Oh, wow. And he still remembers, like, yeah, you got that sketchy ass fucking DVD we threw out in the crowd, whatever. But
was it like the only one that they threw out? Like, this is the only one?
No, they had a stack. They didn't know what they were. They got them from somewhere else. Yeah, I don't know where they got them.
Bullshit, and they did.
Well, the band's
I don't think they knew. I mean, maybe they knew.
No, Noraco probably.
That's a funny thing to do.
But yeah, they threw it out. Yeah. And it was fucking, my mom was like, whoa, what is going on?
So you got sponsored by G-Spot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get sponsored by Santa Cruz after that? Or how did you, what, dude? You want to answer the question for him, Raj?
No.
He knows everything, trust me.
No.
So who did you get ride for after G-Spot?
After that, I got in, so G-Spot was that crew of dudes. It was Chris Cole and all his homies and whatever. Yep. And so he kind of started to hook me up. When I got on G-Spot, they hooked me up with Soltech Flow from through a rep, through the shop. Right. It was mellow situation, but... Yeah, so it was weird, because back then I was like maybe 15 or something.
Okay, yeah.
And I mean, as of now, I wear a size 7.5, you know.
Right.
So
baby foot.
You
baby
wear foot. 7.5.
Yeah. So then, though, I wore a 5. right?
Okay, yeah.
And they like would send me kind of whatever was that size. They didn't really have much of it.
Right.
So it'd be like, oh, here's like, I would get an Excel one time. I would get like the Artos. I would get a bunch.
Okay, yeah.
And so it'd be like an Etnies.
So you're getting Etnies.
I was getting, like kind of whatever they had, just never Americas for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was kind of, that was like the first hookup I had through the shop.
Did you send them a sponsor me tape? How did that work?
I did in a way, like,
you give it to like the rep?
Yeah, it was like the rep, you know, and he was like, oh, sick, yeah, here's some shoes. And then I rode for Baker for a little bit, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How'd you get on Baker?
Was it Baker Flow, or did they like put you on? It was,
yeah, proper Flow. No, like,
proper.
I don't remember it too well, but I do know that they started sending me boards, and they were like psyched. And
was this when Baker and Bootleg were kind of like in bed together? Or?
No, this was after that, yeah. Like, but yeah, I got Baker boards for a while, and then once like that happened is when Jamie was like, oh, we won't ride for Zero, like ride Zero boards. And I was, and Chris was my homie, and I was kind of like, well, fuck, I just told these dudes like I'd ride for Baker, you know, whatever. And but then again, in the back of my head, I'm like, well, I can go skate for Zero and be with the homie, and
it makes more sense, maybe.
I quit, but I remember talking to Reynolds on the phone as like a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not riding for you anymore.
Right, fuck. Right.
You know, I didn't even know what to do.
That's insane.
He's like, oh, it's all good, man. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
that's cool. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's cool. That was cool, I guess, but then I rode for
Before
Zero.
Before you got on Baker, did you skate with all those dudes? Like, when going out there a lot, or?
No.
No?
It was random little thing. I don't know.
Wow.
That would happen.
Send him a tape. Wow. And
yeah.
That's cool.
Because it was also, I just had like a Soltec kind of hookup back then, because it was, I was getting Altamont too. And then once I got all the Zero going, that's when like they actually like took me on trips and shit.
Right. Nice.
It was cool. Yeah.
Were you ever officially on Zero or just like Flow?
Yeah. I was on for like,
cause then they,
maybe did, 6 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
and then you did Mystery.
Yeah.
Oh, you did Mystery, yeah.
Yeah.
How did that work? They switched you over or something?
Yeah, they swapped me over.
Look at that, huh? He's got a Mystery tattoo.
But was Mystery even going then, or it just got created?
No, it was already going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like they had videos. Because the first tour I went on was the Black and White Tour, which was a Zero Mystery Tour, but it was promoting the Mystery video, Black and White.
Mm.
And I was just a Flow dude at the time, but I skated for Zero. And then after that, I mean, they like, I don't know how it actually happened, really, but
all of a sudden, Mystery boards were in your box and not Zero boards.
No.
I remember how that happened.
That was like way later, though.
Yeah.
That was like when I shared that part with Chris in the Strange Row video and Zero, and
that part was awesome, by the way.
Someone brought that up today to me about that part. Oh, no, it was an interview I did earlier, but.
But that's a weird thing to just put somebody's on Zero and then all of a sudden they're on something else. Like that's weird.
Okay, so I was like I kind of fit in. I was young, so I was trying to fit in with what I was riding for, which you should never do that. You should
just be yourself.
Right.
You should figure that out later, you know. And that's what I did. So as I was riding for Zero, you know, I started dressing differently. I was not into what they were into, you know, and like everyone was cool and whatever.
Trying to force that bandana in the back pocket.
I'm just like I was starting to figure it all out, and like
you're growing up.
Yeah, and that's why, like, because Jamie was kind of like, oh, you could have a, like, if you film enough, you could have a part in this video, and then it kind of became like, oh, you should probably share a part because this is like not, I don't know, and it worked out better actually.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know, fucking first rap song in a Zero video was pretty sick. So, and it was a crazy ass song. Like, the fact that that happened was pretty rad, and I got to share it with Chris.
It was like Young Jeezy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances. While the industry
standard, guess what? Typically only tested for 10. That's why the 9 Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But then right after that video came out, Strange World, is when it was basically like they knew it before it even came out. We premiered it and they're like, you ride for mystery. I think I was at the premiere in like a mystery jacket just because it was already like happening, you know. They're like, oh, you're going to skate for mystery, whatever. And I was down because I felt like I fit in with that, with what was happening, you know.
Okay,
like, oh, that is what I want to do. I knew that at that time.
Okay.
So I don't know. It was cool.
Did they ever like tell you like, all right, this is the brand we're gonna do. This is the image it's gonna have. Like
mystery like had that image already, kind of. Like they had, when Black and White came out, it was like they had Beaubier and it was Gilbert Crockett, mm-hmm. Lindsay Robertson, and it was like it was the fresher zero. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was like the I don't know. It's where I felt like, you know, made sense, and Jamie knew that, and we all knew that, so it was like really cool. They're like, oh, you're on, you know, whatever.
Nice.
And it worked out for the better. Actually.
So how long did you ride for the mystery?
A lot of years, actually. Maybe like 5 years. While, yeah.
Okay. So going back to the tattoo.
Yeah.
How long into it did you get the tattoo?
I got the tattoo when I like just after I turned pro, I think.
Was that your first tattoo?
Yes.
Really?
First and only tattoo.
Really? Now, how do you feel about it now? Are you like psyched that you have it, or are you like, maybe I can get a dope artist?
I'm psyched that I have
turn this into a Santa Cruz tattoo.
No.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah.
I would think about it maybe. Or maybe it means a lot to you that
that's
was your
the thing,
first, like.
Yeah. So you know? To me, I get it. And like, but to skating, and I run into people all the time. They're like, whoa, dude, what are you going to do with that tattoo? I'm like, it's not this. It was fucking my shit. I loved it. You know, I loved Mystery as a brand and like the whole thing we had going. It was tight. And then, they turned me pro and all that shit, and I was like just down, you know, and and that's why it still means I'm not gonna cover it up.
Right.
Fucking chilling, you know, whatever.
Nice. I like it's
but
cool,
like the only thing that does suck about it is when like I kind of like run into kids and they always ask me about it.
Yeah,
and I just have to like explain myself.
Especially with the brand really still going.
Yeah,
right. Yes. Do the Santa Cruz dudes give you shit like on tours?
No, not really. Actually, the only time
anyone Photoshop that off your arm?
Not yet. But it will probably happen for sure.
Seriously.
No, there's been times where I was like taking a photo of like one of my new Santa Cruz graphics, and I'm like, oh yeah, and then I'm like, ah shit, let's do this arm. You know, like it does happen.
Right. So. Yeah, that's cool though. I mean, you know, I don't have any tattoos. Raj, you got any?
Nothing.
Kelly?
No.
I feel like you should get an S tattoo. This fucking guy over here is fucking loves S.
Yeah, but
yeah, get an S tattoo.
I would. I think the only thing I would do is like my family or something.
Okay,
you know,
right. See, that's a problem. I don't know what I would get. I don't know, and where, you know, it's one of those weird things. Like, I don't know.
Right off the top, like right now, where would you get your first tattoo right now?
Probably a little dolphin on my ankle. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. Maybe a turtle on my. I don't know. No, I.
You, what about Larry? You wouldn't get a Larry tat?
Well, Larry... No. What maybe Larry...
Larry
know,
and Garvey.
Man. I don't know. It's weird. So you don't want to get another tattoo? Because I hear that when you get one, you want to get more.
Yeah.
You ever thought about another one?
I mean, fuck. Maybe down... But I don't know. Yeah. Whatever, but who knows what happens.
What about a hot wax tattoo?
Dude, a lot of those dudes have hot wax tattoos.
Does Chris have one?
Oh, yeah.
Chris has one.
Yeah.
Ian has one. That dude Kyle Frederick has one.
Oh, Kyle does?
Kyle has one, yeah.
Holy shit.
He's fucking best, dude.
Okay, we're talking about the mystery thing, right? Mm-hmm. So the mystery. So then after, how did the mystery thing go into, did it go into Santa Cruz after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were a sponsorless for a little bit, right?
Oh,
you
I was sponsorless for like a year.
Right.
I didn't have a shoe sponsor.
Wait, did mystery go out of business or how? I forget.
The plug was pulled.
It was kind of a weird situation.
Was it?
It was really weird for a while. Jamie was like, all our contracts were up. We weren't renewing. But he's like, wow. Yo, like, I'll pay you this month. I'll pay you again this month. Okay, you know. And it kept going for a while. I'm like, why are you doing this? And where is it going?
You're not selling boards or?
It's just like, no, he was. Oh, like, okay. It was still in business, but it was just not good.
Which
but
is he was
basically he was keeping us around.
Right. Like,
he was keeping me and Windsor and other couple other dudes around, and we didn't really know why because it wasn't good. So in my head, I think that which ended up happening, but I think he wanted to sell the brand with us on it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and like write that into the deal that he was selling it for.
Okay. Right.
Is what I think happened. Right. So me and Windsor were like calling each other every day because we're like, dude, like, what the fuck are we doing? Yeah. What is going on? And Jamie kind of was being distant, but he's paying us. So we're like, this is strange.
Being a dark man.
Yeah. And I'm just like, never really let us know what was going on. Just fucking one. And Windsor's like, I'm gonna quit. I'm like, I'm gonna quit then too. Like, I'm gonna do it. And like, I did it, I think first actually. Maybe Windsor quit first. I don't know.
Windsor's like, I'm gonna quit. Within 2 days. But you call him first.
Yeah. It was like within 2 days, I hit him up and I'm like, yo, like, I don't know where this is going.
Right,
I don't know. What the deal is, and I don't want to just kind of be striking along for no reason.
Right.
I don't know who you're selling to. Like, if he really cared about it and wanted us to be okay, he should at least inform us of what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, where are you selling this brand to? Like, you guys are going to be good. Like, we'll sell it. It'll be.
But you know what? That's skateboarding, though. Skateboarding, the communication level.
Yeah.
Sometimes isn't that good in skateboarding. Yeah. You know?
It's terrible.
Sure.
It's always terrible.
Yeah. So anyway, I quit. Windsor quit.
Nice.
And then it was weird because we finally heard that Jamie sold it.
Okay.
And then it was obviously like they're hitting us up. Do we get back on, you know, whatever. And they're like, yo, we could pay you this. And I'm like,
nah, I'm
I
good.
I don't know, man. Yeah. Like, it's not what it was.
Yeah.
And it's not what I don't think it's going to be what it was.
Right. So how did the Santa Cruz Connect come in?
Santa Cruz, I was, I didn't have a sponsor for like a year.
Okay.
Were Andrew
you
Cannon,
looking during the year? Were you like, damn, I need to
kinda,
get a sponsor? Were you
like,
were you not even sweating?
I didn't want to like be hitting people up. I didn't want to be that dude. So I was kind of waiting around, you know. And a year's really, it wasn't that long, and it didn't feel that long.
Right.
So I was like,
were you getting bored? Were you getting bored from anyone? Just kind of like flow
I was,
style, or
I was taking Rain boards. Rain's
okay,
the shop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rain's
yeah.
the shop
yeah.
I
yeah.
refer now, and they were like. Obviously, they love that. They're like, "Yeah, skate our fucking boards." Yeah.
Why didn't you
and
call
I was down.
Chocolate, man. We could have fucking, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing though. I didn't want to like. I would have been psyched to get boards from like companies, but I didn't want to like. If I get a board and then like ride it, people jump to conclusions. I was like, I'm just gonna ride rain boards, you know.
Right.
At least I can support something that I want. Like
exactly,
they back you know whatever
the homies.
They back me forever. Yeah. So and then Andrew Cannon, he's from Westchester. He's from PA area.
Right.
So I've known him for a long time, and he like I saw him at a street league one time. He just like brought it up real. Yeah. Hey man, you ever want Santa Cruz boards? Like let me know. And I was like, okay, cool. Never really thought too much of it, but like I said, I was a year. I didn't even like try that. I didn't care that much.
Yeah.
And then like he randomly called me again a couple months later, and was just like, hey man, like I really want to talk to you. Like, can we try and make something happen? Like, would you want to ride for Santa Cruz? And I'm like, maybe. Tell me what, like a little bit about what you guys got going on and what your plans are, and let's see where it goes.
Yeah.
And he did, and it was rad. And I was like, went out to NHS. I met everybody first, and I didn't want to like, you know, I told him I was like, dude, I want to make sure I'm down.
Right.
You know.
Like, right.
I actually want to ride for you, you know?
Totally.
And, then like once
were
I was,
were you psyched on Santa Cruz to begin with? I mean, they have a huge history and everything.
Yeah, that's the thing too. It was like that brand is just it's Santa Cruz. Everyone knows
they're
who
they're not
it
going
is.
Anywhere.
They're probably not going anywhere. But like not even that. It's just like they're a skateboard brand and they have been forever. Like they make longboards and they make a lot of stuff now.
Course,
but that's just because they're so big and they can.
Right.
And
they've been around for how many years, Raj? Like.
40 plus.
Yeah,
like
42
now.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So it was kind of rad how it came about. And then, like, I was a little nervous. I'm like, damn, maybe people, you know, I don't know if I fit in 100%.
Okay, right.
But let's see what happens. Let's give it a shot, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I did. And honestly, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. People are all down. They're like, dude, that's so sick. Like, you know, whatever. And the brand just seems to be.
You guys have a great little squad right now.
It's cool.
Totally.
Yeah. It's like, it's going good so far.
Sick.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got some good, have you kicked it with Eric Dressen?
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He's rad
isn't he?
As fuck.
Yeah.
I was actually just on a trip with him we went through the Midwest a little bit.
Okay.
You guys did a demo in Chicago and all that? Yeah.
Yeah. He's like quieter dude, but when he talks, he's so funny. Oh, funniest he's, dude.
I used to skate with him all the time.
Yeah.
He's a Santa Monica dude. So, yeah, we used to skate all the time.
And then, but we were on that trip, and I actually had to fly out a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to stay. He was supposed to fly out the same day as me, and he's like, yo, man, like, do you think, like, to Nick Matlin, TM, you think it's okay if I stay the whole trip? And they're like, of course, dude. Like, you want to stay the whole trip? Fucking stay.
But
you know?
It's funny because that's kind of Eric D. Like,
he's like, just like, I just wanted to make sure it was okay. Like, should we call? Should we call Andrew? Like, Andrew Cannon's brand manager. Yeah, so, like, should we make sure it's all good? Like, you know, that's sick. Like, he wants. He's like, if I go home, I'm just gonna be like bored. I just want to stay on the trip.
That's how you fucking sell boards. Is you go to these different areas and you fucking like show face and hang out with kids and you go skate and.
Yeah. But at the same time, Eric D just wants to skate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he don't, you know, like you said, if he goes home, he's going to be bored.
Like, all right, go and home and
he's like, I'd rather be on the trip.
Yeah, trips are fun.
And me too, actually. That trip, I was like, I had to go, I already had plans to go do something. Okay. That's why I had to leave. And it was like, I want to stay on this trip. It was a good-ass trip. It was fun. And like, with Airbnb now, we all just stay in fucking houses. Yeah. And they're like, ridiculous houses, actually. But they're like, to get everybody a hotel, it's cheaper.
Totally.
Yeah.
And we're only there for 2 nights.
Right.
So, dude.
Crash out.
Yeah, it's sick. So. Get to hang out. We like cook fucking dinner at kitchen table. Like, you're just all eating.
See, that's it was a pretty different sick atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, back in the day, you'd go on tours and it's just hotel stuff. And maybe and you'd all go to dinner.
Yeah.
Or just kind of you fend for yourself.
Or all hit the 7-Eleven.
Right.
Yeah. Once you get back, it's like everyone's in their room.
Everybody's in their rooms.
And they're like, I guess I'm like going to sleep. Totally. You wander from room to room. Doing, you know?
Yeah. I like the Airbnb thing.
It's really cool.
You know, keeps everybody together.
Yeah, we're all together. Yeah. We've been doing that on a lot of the trips recently for Santa Cruz.
Do you, skateboarders, you know, do you guys respect the house or do you guys party and like, I'm not necessarily saying that you're like throwing the television out the window, but you know, I mean, shit can get, shit can get wild.
Yeah.
You know,
no, at the house, it's like, usually if we're gonna party, we like, we want to go out too. Right. So you just go out and but like, at the house, we'll just have some beers and hang out.
Okay, because I know Eric D gets fucking wild, okay? Even though he's sober. I know he gets wild. And
I've
never
hung out with
him,
man.
He's breaking shit.
No, and he's a sick dude, though.
He's really cool.
He's a fucking, he's the sweetest dude.
That's right.
You know? I want to go on tour with Eric D.
That'd be amazing.
Wouldn't that be sick?
Yeah.
We should get a tour together with just random ass fucking people.
The nightclub tour?
You know how sick it would be if you...
shit.
All of a sudden, he's got a button. Yeah, he feels entitled to like come into. What are you talking about?
Hold this button down, man. Come on. No, but if you guys,
right there, you go.
We took it on the road and we brought you with us. Yes.
And we got and we got Airbnbs all over the place. Okay. And we had a little We set up studio in each Airbnb.
Okay.
And we had shows.
That could definitely happen as soon as Stella ponies up.
Yeah, can we need Stella? Yo, what's up, dude? What else do we need? Sony?
S.
Or who else? Panasonic or what? What were you looking for?
No, Sony.
Sony, okay. Yeah. All right, I didn't know.
Watch out, dude. Roz will fucking bite your head off.
Yeah, S. Sony.
Yeah.
Stella.
Nautica.
That right there is a fucking whole U.S. tour right there. Maybe we get Audio Technica. Like pony up.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Pipe dreams here. Let's get back to reality. Okay.
Well, let's get back to reality. Let's work on something here. All right. You know.
Let's work. Okay. Anyway. I live in the now, and right now, that ain't happening.
It's gonna happen. I told you about my dream.
I know this guy and his fucking dreams, man.
Tell people your dream.
Unbelievable.
Tell
man.
People your
no,
dream.
No, I had a dream that we were traveling the country doing the show, and it was fucking pretty goddamn real.
Like, I want to go on the road and like
especially with this,
come on, man.
Like, you don't want to do that? If you
dude,
got paid
I fucking,
to do that.
I'm at home down the street. I'm on my couch. I ride my bike over here. It's great.
You don't want to travel and do it, though?
No.
You don't? What?
Damn,
you know
Kelly's
funny?
Bummed right now.
You know what's funny?
He's crushing his dreams.
Seriously.
Because you wouldn't want to like travel and do fun shit somewhere else?
No. Not with, no.
Come on.
No, I'm fine.
We'll go to SF. We'll do gym.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll go to like Portland and get a couple fucking like Nike dudes or something like that. And then,
well, this sounds like an expensive trip. Hey. Listen, I don't even know what the hell we're talking about anymore. Okay, so now, but you skate for S.
Yes. Right?
How did that come? Were you, did you skate for S before Kelly was the TM and everything, or did you did Kelly?
Well, Kelly helped rebuild the brand.
Oh, I know. But S was around before Kelly was, right? Didn't they kind of
What, when they restarted?
Yeah.
They just I had just started at the same time working with them as they came back.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So you would put the team together kind of and didn't call me. But but instead you called Tom Asta, right? Or did you already have ties with... You had ties with them before, right?
For LRG.
Yeah, okay, right.
It was when the Give Me My Money Chico came out.
Oh, yeah.
So we did that, and then you got on right after that video came out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sick.
And then we started going on like trips here and there, like little ones, you know.
Okay. So you were part of the whole rebuilding.
Kind
of.
It was a little later.
A little later, maybe.
It was Kelly randomly. I started following S as soon as I saw they were
coming back,
and I'm like, damn, that's sick, you know. And like I said earlier, I got Soltec Flow way back, and I skated S and Etnies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a photo and. And I liked it or whatever. Yeah. I think that was it. Or I said, like, oh, those are sick, you know?
Is that all you have to do is leave a fucking comment? And then
no,
is
that what it like did? That.
Is that where I made the mistake? I didn't leave a comment on the...
Yeah.
And then, so how do you like dealing with Kelly on that type of level? Is it... I know. The worst, I know. Dude. Yeah, I know.
Worst,
trust
dude.
Trust me. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding, dude.
Come on, bro. I'm like sitting right here, man.
Pretend he's not here.
Yeah. All right, well... Yeah, he's not here right now.
He's not here.
And
do you get your boxes on time?
I'm right here.
Dude. Everything's all good.
I'm right here.
He's still there.
Yeah. No, he's not. Not for long.
Oh, yeah. No, this dude sends, like, it's crazy.
Will he send you boxes without you asking?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. He'll be like, yo, sent you some shoes today. Like, all the new ones came in.
Oh, boom. Okay.
He's good.
Yeah.
This guy.
Well, you have a new colorway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is a colorway...
Where's this guy going right now? Kelly's up, walking around. Now he's...
He doesn't even duck.
Yeah, he just walks past all the cameras. Yeah.
But so the colorway, so you got to choose what you wanted. Like,
oh,
how did
my
you,
God.
What is this?
This is a new one.
Oh, yeah?
Another colorway, another shoe.
Your colorway?
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be like a...
Wait a minute. How many colorways do you have?
So there's...
He has a pack.
Is there still going to be three
it's a
or
pack.
Is there two now?
It's going to be two.
These two, yeah.
Okay. And then this one... No offense, but I like that one better. I do.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I'm a big fan of the XL.
I'm a big fan, too. So the XL, and that's a nice color. I like that cream
and
everything.
It's awesome.
It's nice.
I'm really
the white
sole
stands out. So do you skate in the slims, though?
Yeah. Usually.
Do you switch it up, or do you like one skate shoe normally?
That's like,
or like, what
well,
do you...
Well, that was the like number one thing that I was so psyched on S4 is because they had like... The slims, they had the sals, and they had this shoe called Swift.
Okay. Yeah.
And I felt like they're all cup sole shoes.
Yep.
I could swap between them all, and it didn't matter. I could just skate
they
them
all.
They
all felt the same?
Yeah. And I'm like, that's sick.
That's
when you
dope.
Can like just, oh shit, I'll skate this shoe today because it's like it's here.
And if a different colorway comes out in one shoe and you like that, you can put that. Yeah.
And
no
it was
difference.
So easy, and I never really had that anywhere else.
Like I find one shoe. And I stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
I stick with it. Like, I'm not...
Yeah.
I don't want to risk putting on a different pair of shoes and going out and skating that day and fucking up my whole day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Still wearing those Audio Hamiltons?
Yeah, the Audio Hamiltons. I still got them, you know?
The white ones, right?
The white ones.
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny because...
You're not even wearing them.
I know. I'm not even wearing them in the fucking Switch Flip Switch Mania. I'm wearing something else.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago. Give me a break.
That was Spanish that called it out, right?
I don't know. Somebody called it out. They said,
Spanish.
Oh, it's not the right... It's not those aren't the white Hamiltons.
Yeah.
No, they called it out on Instagram. Well, because I posted my Switch Flip Switch Mania for Street League Trick of the Year.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know how it's doing. I got to check it out. I got to check out the website and see how it's going. You know? Could be good. I could win.
Could be good.
Even though it was done in 2004, but I could...
Well, they're gonna...
Chances are good.
Chances are good, right?
Yeah.
People say they got my vote, you know, so I don't know. Maybe it'll happen.
Hey, Chris, what's the longest you've ever manualed?
good fucking question, Kelly. Good question. I'll have to think about that. I'll come back to
Ask
that.
Ask him another question about himself.
Hey, Tom, how long have you... What's the longest you've ever manualed?
I don't know, man.
These are the good questions that no one will ever ask
I did,
anyone.
And no one ever cared.
And no one will ever
care.
Manual.
That's a great one. That's a good one. It's like a little kid being like, hey, what's your best trick?
Hey, how high can you ollie?
Yeah. Right. How many boards can you ollie? I'm like, oh my God, I don't know.
I don't remember the last time I tried to like ollie boards.
This episode is supported by Shake Junt. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunt.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9Club at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9Club, N-I-N-E-C-L-U-B at ShakeJunt.com. Get there while you can.
Who do you think would win if we stacked boards?
Me.
But you have to land the trick, though, Raj. You have to land all of
them. I got this.
Roger, like Roger will clear it, but not
confident.
Yeah. I like that.
I got it.
Okay. Yeah, how many boards? How many boards do you think we could do? How many boards? What do you think it'll get up to?
What are we doing? Like the primo stack? Or
whose boards are we doing? Are we doing Eric Dressen's board? Or are we doing fucking Kelly's board?
No, just regular fucking boards. Whatever, A25s or whatever's on. Whatever's there. You know?
The standard eight.
Standard issue. Yeah, whatever.
Eight's good.
You know? How many do you think we can get? I don't even know what it would be like, but...
At like six?
Six?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like too many.
Hmm? Probably six is pretty
good. Six is pretty good?
Six sounds pretty diesel.
Yeah?
For this group right here? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, us.
Right? Yeah.
All right. I think Tom will win.
Really?
I was going to say he would win.
I'm surprised none of you guys said I would win. But, you know, whatever. You guys have your own
thing. I think Roger will clear like seven or eight maybe, won't land it. You know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus
But
Christ.
He'll clear it.
Let's talk Wawa.
Wawa's the shit.
Wawa, yeah. How come they don't have those over here, man?
For those who don't know, what is Wawa?
Wawa is like a convenience store / get fucking... food real quick, you know, sandwiches.
Like a deli almost.
It's a deli, yeah. And then, like, the new ones are all, like, huge with gas stations attached.
Oh,
like,
they really?
They're called Super Wawas. Right. They have, like, a bakery. Now they're making all their own bread.
Oh, wow.
So all the sandwiches, fucking fresh-ass bread.
But you go up to the...
fresh rolls.
But they have multiple screens, and you go up there, just type in...
And that's what makes Wawa special.
Right. You just hit what you want.
You walk in, you go, like, fucking... cold sandwiches, hot sandwiches, paninis, all the shit's listed right there. You click what you want, gives you all the options of what you want. You customize it the way you want with all the sides, dressings, whatever you want.
I love their mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, my chick loves their mac and cheese.
Oh, really?
It's bomb.
One of my favorite things about Wawa is like, you go, you hit the touch screen, you order what you want. If you went to a Subway, it's like, hey, I'll get a BLT. The first person takes you order, like, all right, BLT, yeah, okay. And then, like, they slide the order
over.
They
set it up for the next guy.
They slide it over to the next person. Like, all right, what do you want on this? Like, a BLT. Yeah. Bacon, lettuce, tomato. That's all I want.
Yeah.
You know, like, all right, cool. Like,
but that's
annoying.
That's like Chipotle. They do that.
Yeah, it's annoying.
That's annoying, but
like, well, like, you know what you want. You tell them what you want. And then all of a sudden, like, they keep asking you, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Like,
so, people fuck with Chipotle out here, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Why? Suck.
Just because out here you get, like, Mexican food that's awesome at, like, the tip of your finger all the time. Yeah.
Well, that's
who the fuck goes to Chipotle?
But that's the thing is, though, the Chipotle, it's just so, it's easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy and it's quick and you're out the door in like, you know,
What's
2 minutes.
What's the difference between that and a Mexican restaurant out here? What do you mean?
It's McDonald's and Mexican food.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but
it's funny when you try a burrito from there.
Right.
It is not the same as going anywhere.
It's garbage.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
dude.
Like there's no flavor.
I trip out on that. They even like are here because on the East Coast, Chipotle is like, I'm going to go get a burrito.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight.
Right.
You know, it's good.
Right.
And it's hard to find a good Mexican place out there. So that's why. Yeah.
See.
Like you got to go. Well, for me, I live in the suburbs. So I got to go into the city to get like legit Mexican food.
Yeah. Right.
You can go any taco shop out here. Is
I know.
But there's like,
no, trust
me.
There.
There's like so many cutty ones that are so good.
Yeah.
Man.
So dope.
Or even just food trucks around here too.
Yeah. They pull up to my apartment every Thursday. Yeah.
What about your burrito machine?
Oh, we got a burrito machine too. If you ever want to come over to my place, we got a burrito machine.
What does that do?
It
basically serves frozen burritos.
Pretty much, yeah. I saw a guy standing there today waiting for his burrito. I'm too embarrassed to use it, you know. My neighbors see me using the burrito machine. I don't know.
I
want to
see one.
It's weird.
I'd have to check it out once, though. You never used it?
Never. But they do have Cinnabons, too, for dessert.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. You don't fuck with Cinnabons?
Cinnabons are so good.
Have you ever seen Louis C.K.'s bit about Cinnabons?
I don't care about this.
It's the best thing, but he describes it perfectly. The only people that wait in those lines are fat ass
dudes. Yeah, but if you're not a fat ass dude getting a fucking Cinnabon, you're enjoying a delicious Cinnabon.
Yeah. I wait in the Cinnabon line. Yeah.
I'll wait in the line too.
I weigh 145 pounds, you know, like, man. I'm in the Cinnabon line all the time. Not all the time, but you know, I like them. They're good.
But
that shit's disgusting, bro.
What is it you don't like about Cinnabon?
Who cares?
No, but it's like such a pointless thing to eat.
Who cares? I don't think Kelly knows what he's talking about. I don't. I think if you put a
it's
Cinnabon
like a donut shop or something like
Cinnabon kinda right in front of his face, you would devour that thing.
Guaranteed, will not eat it.
Do you fuck with any of that shit though? You fuck with donuts? Hey, you fuck with?
He doesn't like anything with white cream on it.
I don't eat donuts. Or
you're not for like.
Oh, yeah. Well, who cares then? This guy, we're talking to a guy who doesn't even like sweets.
Yeah,
and he's like bashing Cinnabon.
Cinnabon's delicious. I don't remember the last time I had it, but it's
exactly.
Delicious.
It's the right.
Exactly.
That's the right
you
word.
You don't eat it.
No, it's delicious.
But it's because
it's delicious. Even Raj.
I'll fuck with some Cinnabon.
See,
yeah.
There you go. Cinnabon, don't like it. What kind of guy doesn't like Cinnabon? Fucking hell.
Fuck Cinnabon.
Oh my god.
That's
we
the
go.
One company I'm not getting sponsored by.
That is, you're tripping. You're tripping.
I for sure never getting.
Who
sponsored
are you gonna be?
By
what are you gonna be? Auntie Anne's or something? You gonna pretzels
yeah,
over
you
there?
Fuck with Annie no,
yeah,
good.
Marie Callender's.
Hey, Annie Anne's is pretty good too.
Annie Anne's tight.
A little mustard on that fucking thing. Mm.
When's the last time you had Cinnabon?
Not for a while, but that doesn't matter.
Me too, though. Not for like
but
so long.
Like, oh, dude, it's like good. I had it like 3 years ago.
But.
It's not an everyday thing, but
it's not an everyday thing. What am I going to the mall all the time and like stopping by Cinnabon? No,
you might do that.
That's the only place they have them is in malls,
pretty much.
You know,
like rest stops.
You know what I mean, Rush?
I know
Cinnabon.
Yeah, I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
Let's get him a year supply of Cinnabon.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's probably like the best tasting chemicals ever.
Yeah,
you know, it's so good. You know, things ain't real. Okay. Let's get off the subject. It's pissing me off, man, that you don't like
you,
it.
It's like the maddest you've ever gotten at me, for sure.
I can't believe you're still friends with this guy, Tom.
I'm kind of
it's
bummed
crazy.
Right now.
Yeah.
Just questioning this friendship
it's
right
questioning
now.
Questioning it. But Kelly, you better watch out, man. He might quit us. He might do all kinds of shit, man.
Street League judge.
There you go.
Oh, look at him.
He's kind of got you in a corner.
That was low.
Yeah. He's kind of got you in a corner there. Where are we at, guys? Okay.
Cinnabon. Mostly
no,
Cinnabon.
We're done with that. What were you going to... You guys were talking before. You wanted to ask him about... bring it back to Santa Cruz, maybe. Talk about Santa Cruz.
I mean, I was just waiting for this conversation to naturally happen.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make it naturally happen. Okay?
What's it like being on a legacy brand like Santa Cruz?
It's wild. I don't know. Yeah. You know?
Like when you first walked into the like the NHS building, like what were your thoughts like looking around, like and looking at all that history? Like
it was pretty crazy. So the first time I went there was like when we were kind of just talking back and forth if I was actually gonna ride for him or not, and like if it was gonna happen, whatever. And I got there, and that place is fucking gnarly. It's like this, it's like two blocks, maybe three blocks. It's this huge, just. Zone. Like you walk from building to building, you see like everything. And they give me the tour. They have like the skate museum of like all the shit from when they started and everything that came together. You walk through and then they tour you the whole facility. And it's fucking crazy.
Did you know much about the brand?
No.
No?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I did know that they were like.
Well, I feel.
Obviously, I know who they are.
Of course.
What it is,
right. But I feel like in the last couple years, they've grown.
Oh, totally.
A lot.
Totally.
Yeah.
Where.
When he probably first started skating, like Santa Cruz was probably at their lowest point.
Yeah, okay. Lowest point. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like now, like, they are.
They're forced to be reckoned
with. They're forced to be reckoned with, man. Well, you know what I mean? Like, when you started, like, you never really. You didn't really know much about them.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like. I feel like it was the same for me. Like, I didn't really know much about Santa Cruz. But now I do.
Yeah.
Now I know a lot about Santa Cruz, you know, more than I would have. You know, a couple of years ago or whatever. And I think that's fucking rad. You know, I think that's rad because the company has so much history, you know, that I want to know more about Santa Cruz, you know? And it's like with you and Blake and Eric D and Jason.
Well, that's
what's going
to
mean.
Yeah. Like, it's cool. Like we were talking earlier, but we're going to, there's a video in the works.
Oh, okay.
With Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And
when does that come out?
It comes out, I think in November sometime.
November.
Are we going to have a full part in or?
Pretty close. I'm going to have a full part, I believe.
Sick.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Have you been like.
No, I have.
Actively trying to like work
on
a part?
Well, at first it was like, oh, I wanted to kind of skate like just in my area, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But then there was like all these trips that popped up for Santa Cruz. Yeah. So I'd go and I'd film shit, and I'd be like, so is this going to go in or what? And they'd be like, yeah, of course. And I'd be like, okay, I guess I'm going to film everywhere then. Right. You know, it was like kind of just didn't happen.
So you set off kind of maybe like, hey, I want to do a part with my my hometown.
Yeah.
Is it mainly Joe Turner film everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, because he only really films me on the trips. Probably 80% of the footage that I do have for the video is home, and that's with that dude, Ian Berry.
Yeah.
So, but in the video, I know they're trying to like incorporate the new dudes on the team with the old dudes in the team. Like we were I don't want to give too much away, but like it's going to be pretty sick. No, like, they've already
hinted to that in some ways.
Yeah. So they're like tying it in with like me and, you know, like this dude, Dylan, that rides for them now. Mm-hmm. And,
Dylan Wicken?
Dylan Williams.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a kid from Bakersfield. Yeah. But yeah, they're going to have good little things in that video that are going to be like, it's going to tie, hopefully, kind of tie everything together in a really rad way.
In some way.
Yeah.
Right.
And it'll make sense for a lot of people.
Well, I'm looking forward to this video, man. It's going to be good. Yeah. It's going to be good. You just got guys doing it online or do you know? You don't know
really
yet.
Too sure.
Okay.
I saw a Snapchat where you went to some like nuts ass skate park and it was like the most huge, insane tranny. It was right after Tampa.
Oh, I went to Kona.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that?
Yeah.
In that's Florida. The place. That's where Paul.
Have you ever been to Kona, Chris?
Yeah. You've been there before?
Is that in Hawaii?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been to Hawaii, so I don't know.
That was just because I was there. And they're like, you want to go on this trip afterwards? I'm like, yeah, sure. I didn't know what I was like really signing up for. But like, we went to Kona for 2 days. And I'm like,
I
kind of just watched. Yeah, 2 days, dude.
Wow.
It was cool to see all those dudes skate it. They fucking rip it. But like, I don't.
There wasn't anything there that you could skate? There wasn't? Really?
Not really at all.
Wow.
To be honest.
Okay. Hawaii must step up their parks.
It was after Tampa too, though. I was like, dude, just
what island is that? Is that on? is that in my Maui or something? I don't know. It's they need to step up their park game. Kauai, man. Jesus Christ, man. Okay, but yeah, so they didn't have anything. That's crazy.
I mean, I was also kind of just over it because I just skated Tampa all fucking weekend.
Right. So on tours, do they have to like kind of divide up the tour? Like, hey, we're gonna go here for these guys. We're gonna go here for these guys. And how sometimes, does that work? Yeah.
Sometimes we'll all just go and figure it out. Right. But yeah, we went on tours too where it's like, here's me and Kevin, Dylan. You know, E-Man comes too sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
And
like
we'll go on the trip all together because we can all kind of get down with the same shit.
Right.
But like, yeah, they don't. They know. They don't want to like. They know I don't skate a pool. They're not gonna send me and those dudes on a pool.
But I feel like you could if you wanted to.
I mean, like, I'll watch those dudes skate, like that shit, and it's impressive.
Oh,
because I have no idea what I'm like. I'm just like, holy shit, these dudes are killing it, you know. And that's what's cool about it. I can at least like, I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, I respect it.
You should switch up your whole game. Just get in the pool game, fuck all the street shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, expand your horizons. Let's get in there.
Dickies,
How would he change his kid up? What would you do to him?
Let's
give him a little makeover.
Pull your socks up, get some cut off dickies, and
raid Andy Roy's closet.
Like, there you go, man. Maybe an orange beanie.
You always rock a beanie. Is there like, do you hate hats? I feel like I've never seen you ever wear a hat.
So I don't hate hats, but like I don't. When I had long ass hair, I looked like no one with really long hair, and they put a hat on it. It's never a good look.
Right.
You know? How long was your hair? Don Pierre thing and hide it all up inside, right?
I did that for a little bit. That was right as I had our first daughter because I had long hair and I would be holding her, whatever, and she would like babies just grab shit.
Right.
She would just pull my hair all the time.
Right.
So I was like, if I was home, I would throw it up all the time.
Well, how long was your hair?
It was like here.
Really?
Yeah, it was fucking.
Oh shit! Yeah, did you skate like that with the hair?
I did for a while until about 4 years ago, probably. Yeah.
Really? Well, I didn't start following you until like a year ago. So I don't know.
That's all that matters. It's all good. No. That's the better time.
When he cut his hair, people were like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. Really?
I was like, I posted it on like Snapchat, just like getting the actual haircut, like selfie style, and people were fucking tripping.
You ran that hard, dude.
What?
Your long hair with the beanie.
I did.
Yeah, and even when you have short hair. You rock a beanie. You always.
Well, it kind of just became like that point where, like, dude, the second I go skating and post something, I was telling you this the other day.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so much attention that I don't give a shit about. Like,
right.
It's gonna be
do the gnarliest trick. You'll do like a big spin back tail, big spin flip, and people, and you don't wear a beanie. People will be like, he's not wearing a fucking beanie. Yeah.
Well, like,
right.
It's funny because you sent me all those S hats, and like around the house, I wear them all the time. And it's not that it like looks that weird or whatever. It's just like, I know that it's, if I do that, it's going to suck for like a week. Just
it's
like,
not going to suck. People will be stoked, dude.
Maybe. I don't know. It's almost every video I post is someone like, sick, dude, but why do you always wear a beanie? Like,
are you serious?
I get it all the time.
Really?
And it's not, it's just normal now. I don't give a shit because I don't.
If there's any clip of Tom Asta ever, he is wearing a beanie.
No, but sure.
Or it falls off. And you catch it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But you know what,
I've
though?
Like, a few times.
But you know, I never noticed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not looking at your fucking.
You just
beanie.
Started following him.
I've been following him for a while, dude. But
For a year, right?
Well, for like, you know, maybe a couple weeks. But no, yes. For real though. Like, I follow.
Once you found out you were doing the episode,
right? Like,
I had to brush up on this, dude.
Fucking hit the follow button. But no. Seriously though. You should fuck with people. You should like one day wear a hat, the next day wear
just
a
switch it up.
Wear a man bun.
Yeah.
Put it up in a middle man bun. Film
that
a clip.
Would be insane.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I, dude. I would.
Then
run
people
that.
Be like,
I didn't
oh,
never
he's losing
skated
it.
Like that.
Yeah,
but I would run that at like. Whenever I would go to like the beach or something like that, I had long ass hair, my kids and shit. I'd have that shit in a fucking man bun.
There you go.
But
Jersey style.
That'd film a clip in it, you know?
You would have a man bun in the beanie though, right?
Poke a hole in the beanie, put your man bun through the,
that's
through
shit,
the beanie.
Dude.
Okay? This is what I'm talking
straight
about.
At the top?
If people were
that's
comment,
on another level.
If
that,
people
that.
Were commenting on my shit like that.
That would blow up.
I would fuck with people. That's just me, though. I would be like, this is going to be.
Unfortunately, kids in skateboarding would hate on it.
But it's funny. Like, to me, it's funny.
It's nuts. Yeah,
it's hilarious,
funny.
You know?
You know what's funny?
Imagine if Tom asked to film a clip tomorrow with a man bun poking out of his beanie. Come on.
You know how sick that would be?
That would be amazing. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever put on a beanie or a shoe or a shirt or a pair of pants and you're like, I feel fucking great in these things right now. I know I'm gonna kill it today. Has that ever happened to you?
I mean,
like you put on maybe something different, like say you put on a hat and you went skating, you know, and you're like, I feel a little different right now because
that.
I'm wearing a hat.
Like, damn, I look good right now.
You know, you feel good. You feel good, you know? Sometimes I put on like a certain color shoe or something, you know? And I'm like, I like the way this looks. Yeah. And you know what?
Shit looks
I'm
tight.
Skating pretty good right now, you know? Yeah. And the next day I try to wear them again and I skate like shit, you know? So, but you know what I mean, though? Does that ever happen? Like you put on some type of clothing and you feel good?
Sometimes, yeah.
Throw on that perfect LRG shirt.
I don't know. Sometimes this shit just... I know Kelly... Look at him. You're a little drunk over there, Kelly.
I'm pretty buzzed, dude.
Yeah.
I'm pretty buzzed.
Okay. Wow. Kelly Hart. Okay. Well, listen, man. I can't wait to see the video.
Sweet.
I know you're going to have a fucking sick part in it. I know it. If it's anything like your Instagram clips, you'll have a good part. Trust me. Okay?
Sick.
And wear a hat, man. Think about it. Or at least a beanie.
Yeah.
With the man bun sticking through the beanie.
That's,
I like that.
That's a good idea.
Will you do that?
No.
Do that.
But that's a good idea.
Bro, just film a fucking silly line in it and tag me in it, dude. Will you?
Yeah, maybe I will. I'll do it for you.
I think, you know what I mean? Like, thank you, bro. Thank you. And, yeah, dude, good luck in Street League, huh?
Thanks, man.
Are you going to go in next year also? You're probably already in.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool, man. Well, have fun. And if you're going to win.
Win big.
Well, he's going to win big if he wins, but Ruth's Chris?
Yo, we're all
Ruth's
going.
Chris?
We're all going to go.
Okay. See? Team player over here, Kelly, huh? You could learn
a
thing or two.
Yeah, I know. Whoa.
Actually, maybe we should all go to Cinnabon, though.
Yeah. Oh.
For sure.
Count me out, dog.
Whoa.
You won't even celebrate your boy's win at Cinnabon. All right. Whatever, dude. Okay.
I'll go with you to Cinnabon if you win, if you wanted to go to Cinnabon.
And you got to eat two Cinnabons.
Two?
Those things are fucking big, dude.
What the fuck, you want two Cinnabons?
Celebrating. What do you want? He's paying. Of course he's going to get two. And a fucking soda.
How many Cinnabons do you think you need?
Two.
Just two?
Yeah. I mean, look, they're large.
They're pretty big.
They're big.
I don't know if I could eat two.
No? You're a skinny guy like me. How much do you weigh? Do you weigh, let me guess, how tall are you, man?
5'11"-ish, yeah.
Okay. 155? You're about skinny. No, not 155. No, I bet you weigh 135.
Right on point.
Am
That's
I?
Exactly what I weigh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. See, skinny
like 135,
people, you know,
136.
I'm 145. And I feel like I want to put on like 5 pounds, right? My legs are good. I got my, but my upper body, you know, I'm a lot stronger than I look. I'll tell you that. But I feel like my upper body, I need a few push-ups or something. Do you ever feel that way? Do you ever like, man, I'm skinny. Yeah. I'm skinny, man. I need to put on some weight or something.
Sometimes.
Okay, good. I'm glad somebody else is in the same boat as me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get on my diet. You'll gain weight, no problem.
Beers in the morning and then...
Beers for breakfast.
Yeah, and then like random tuna sandwiches and shit.
Yeah. Every time I come over, he's like, you want a pierogi? I'm like, what the fuck is that? Fucking pierogi. I don't know what that is.
It's delicious.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, hey, dude, thanks for coming, man. I hope you had a good time, man.
Oh, so good.
Oh, okay, nice, nice. Raj, Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank you.